The Guide to Healthy Post-Breakup Habits That Stick by Mags Jenker. After a breakup, many people believe they need some radical transformation. They want to become this smarter, healthier, more resilient, and magnetic person overnight. They flirt with the idea of flipping a switch and changing everything about themselves. Wake up, fuckface. Not only are these sudden transformations impossible, you don't even need one. All you really need are better habits. People too often overestimate the importance of one defining moment and underestimate the value of making better daily decisions. Almost every post-breakup habit you possess, proper self-care, quality sleep, solid diet, excessive shopping, feeling sorry for yourself, getting drunk often, etc., result from many small decisions that added up over time. Now, with that in mind, a common mistake people make after their breakup is setting their sights on some radical transformation they want to achieve instead of focusing on their daily habits and routines. And I've been guilty of this just like everyone else. Even today, years after my breakup, I'm still learning how to get better with my habits, just like you. Now, luckily, I've discovered a bunch of helpful information about habit formation and destruction over the years. Information that allowed me to rapidly progress in many areas of my life. And in this article, I will share some of this information so you can get better at habits yourself too. What are habits? Habits are automatic responses to a familiar environment. They are tiny decisions you make every day and the behaviors you perform repeatedly. Do you always lock the door before you go to sleep? That's a habit. Do you brush your teeth every night? That's a habit. Do you meditate each day for 10 minutes before breakfast? That's a habit. The sole purpose of your mind forming habits is to preserve energy. For instance, you don't have to think about brushing your teeth or wiping your ass because it's already an automated set of movements. And as a result of these unconscious movements, your brain preserves energy. Gazing from afar, the sum of your habits essentially make up your life. How in or out of shape you are, successful or unsuccessful you are, happy or unhappy you are, it all boils down to your habits. Habits even dictate the kind of person you become, what you believe in, and the personality you portray. The signs of how habits work. There is a simple three-step pattern that every habit sticks to. James Clear, the author, blogger, and pioneer of habit research, calls this pattern the 3 R's of habit change. Here's what it looks like. Number 1, reminder, or the trigger or cue that initiates some behavior. 2, routine, which is the behavior itself, meaning the action you take. And 3, reward, the benefit you gain from doing a certain behavior. Now, here's how this framework looks like when applied to a common post-breakup habit, in this case, stalking your ex. Step 1, reminder. You log on to Facebook and see your ex is online. This is a reminder that initiates a certain behavior. In this case, the action of clicking on your ex's profile and browsing it, observing what's new. Step 2. Routine. You meticulously scan your ex's profile. This is the actual behavior. When you see your ex's profile, you have a habit of clicking on it and stalking them for a while. Step 3. Reward. You discover what they're doing, who they're with, and what's new in their life. This is the reward. The benefit gained from doing a certain behavior. In this case, the reward for completing the habit was satisfying your curiosity and finding more about your ex's life. Result: If the reward feels good, regardless whether it's healthy or unhealthy, the habit cycle forms a feedback loop that tells your brain the next time reminder X happens, do the same thing. Or in your case, the next time your X is online, stalk them. Creating good post-breakup habits. Here are a few proven tips for building healthy and empowering habits like getting quality sleep, fueling your body with nutritious and healthy food, being more productive, becoming more social and magnetic, etc. 1. Schedule a time and place for the habit you're trying to implement in your life. For example, I will do my daily meditation as soon as I wake up at 6 a.m. in my living room. The formula is I will behavior at time in location. Also, schedule your habits in writing first. It makes them easier to stick to this way. 2. Stack your habits, meaning put the one you're trying to create on top of one you're already consistent with. For example, after I journal, I will eat a healthy meal. The formula is after current habit, I will new habit. As with the previous tip, stack your habits in writing first. 3. Design your environment so your habit reminders are visible and obvious. For example, pop a sticky note on your computer screen reminding you that you must do a short gratitude practice before going online. 4. Pair a habit you want to do with a habit you need to do. For example, while showering, reflect on why your relationship didn't work out and how to not screw up the next one. 5. Decrease the number of steps between you and your good habits. For example, to work out more often, leave your workout clothes in your office so you have no excuse but to hit the gym after work. 6. If the habit itself is not rewarding, give yourself an award when you do it. For example, let yourself eat an unhealthy meal if you got through an entire week of dieting. Or a rest day if you stuck with your exercise regime for X days. Or a vacation if you worked your ass off for a certain period. 7. Automate your habits, meaning invest in technology and one-time purchases that lock in future behavior. For example, I installed a special app on my computer that blocks access to my internet from 7 to 10 a.m. so I can bang out my morning writing without any distractions. Breaking bad post-breakup habits. Here are a few proven tips for breaking unhealthy and disempowering habits, like using alcohol and drugs to cope with your loneliness, or trying to suppress your breakup pain through excessive shopping, sex, video games, YouTube, etc. 1. Make the bad habit invisible. Remove its cues from your environment. Reduce its exposure. For example, if you're addicted to Facebook or YouTube and are using it only to avoid pain, consider going on a social media detox. 2. Reframe your mindset around a bad habit and highlight the benefits of avoiding it. For example, if you're stalking your ex obsessively, ponder and write down the cons of doing so, meaning why it harms your mental and emotional health. 3. Make the bad habit as difficult to do as possible. For example, if you can't stop buying new shit, make a deal with a friend to go through your bank statements every month with you. And if you find out you bought something you don't need, give that friend $100. Another expression for this is getting an accountability partner. 4. Remove as many bad habit triggers as possible. For example, if you drink, stop going to the bar. Or if the first thing you do when you come home is sit in front of the TV and open Netflix, hide your remote somewhere. Or, even better, get someone else to hide it for you. 5. Substitute your bad habit with something. For example, have a plan that goes something along these lines. When I feel like I'll respond to boredom, stress, or grief with a bad habit, do whatever is your good habit, whatever good habit you're trying to cultivate. Maintaining lasting habits. A crucial component for building lasting habits is focusing on creating a new identity for yourself first. Your current behaviors are simply a reflection of your current identity. Whatever you do and are doing now is a mirror image of the type of person you consciously or subconsciously believe you are. So to change your behavior for good, to stick with your habits, you need to start believing new things about yourself. First, decide on the type of person you want to be. Then prove that identity to yourself with small wins. And I mean fucking tiny. Like writing one sentence a day when trying to become a better writer. Or doing 10 push-ups a day when trying to get fit. Or eating 3 Oreos less a day when trying to lose weight. Or talking with one new person each week to become more sociable. And only when you get results with those new, tiny habits should you amp things up. And even then, only by a tiny amount. Or else you will risk completely losing motivation and stalling. I cannot stress this enough. Whatever habit you wish to stick to, the goal is not to achieve results with it at first. The goal is to become the type of person who can reach those results. For instance, a person who eats healthy meals and works out consistently is the type of person who can potentially become mentally and physically strong and healthy. Getting back on track after slipping up. Habit formation hinges on your ability to bounce back from setbacks, times when you fail to keep up with a habit slash routine. Now be ready, these occurrences will happen. After all, no one's a robot. When you slip up and fail to keep up with a particular habit you'd like to form, or you indulge in one you'd like to get rid of, simply restart the process. What I mean by this is try your best not to slip up again. Failing to stay consistent with a habit once or twice isn't a big deal. It only becomes a big deal when it starts happening 4, 5, 10 times in a row. That's when things start deteriorating and your progress begins to regress. Further resources for building and breaking habits. If you'd like to explore this topic in more detail, I suggest the following resources. Atomic Habits by James Clear. The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg. Daily Rituals, How Artists Work by Mason Curry. Hooked by Nir Eyal. The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson. The Habit Academy, an online course by James Clear. How to Be Insanely Productive Despite a Breakup, my article. The Radical Recovery Course by me, Max Jenker.